After today's Angelus, Pope Benedict also made a special mention of those who suffer from leprosy. He wished them recovery and proper treatment in dignified conditions. The Holy Father also encouraged healthcare workers and volunteers who help them to continue in their work, as well as those who in different ways have joined the struggle to overcome what the Pope says is not only an illness, but also a social evil. The Pope pointed out that leprosy is a forgotten disease, but it continues to affect the world's poorest nations. Despite the fact that it is now curable, the most recent estimates say that over 14 million people worldwide are living with leprosy. Emer McCarthy has this report.
Leprosy is an evocative word. Leper, even more so. It brings to mind images that reach deep into our past, even to biblical times.
Leprosy has not disappeared. It still occurs.
Dr. Sunil Deepak works with the Italian Raoul Folero Association.
The World Leprosy Day was instituted by Raoul Folero to draw attention to the marginalization of millions of leprosy-affected persons when there was no way to cure the disease. Today, leprosy is just an infectious disease, easily curable, and yet a symbol of all those different conditions that are characterized by poverty, inequalities, and exclusion.
Easily curable, thus no longer life-threatening, thus forgotten by some, but not by all.
During 2005, about 300,000 new cases of leprosy were discovered. But beyond these persons who need drugs, there are about 40 million so-called cured persons, persons who do not have leprosy infection in their body, but they still carry the signs, the disabilities, both physical and social, because of leprosy. In South Asia, in India, the improvement has been the most significant, but at the same time, India remains the country with the largest number of new cases in the world.
Dr. Deepak says that despite medical advances, the stigma attached to the disease and the fear it provokes among non-sufferers have accompanied it in its long history, and that today the greatest challenge in combating leprosy is finding people willing to help those who suffer from it.
In his testament to the young persons, Raoul Folero had written, "My heredity is all the good that I haven't been able to do and that you will do after me. So join the fight against leprosy and against all leprosies."
I'm Emer McCarthy.